So let's review. The Gemara continues the previous discussion of Shina Kaina. Amar Rabba, Shina Kaina, Ksiva Vitanina. If the stolen object underwent a physical change, the Ganav acquires the object, and that, as Rashi explains, Leiboyla Adrina Beinayu Eludama Meshalim. He is not required to return the object itself, but rather compensates the owner for its value. The source for Shina Kaina can be found both in the Torah and in the Mishnah. Ksiva, the Pasuk states, Veheshav Esegzela Asher Gazal. He shall return the object that he stole. And the superfluous words Asher Gazal teach, Im Ke'en She'Gazal Yachzer. V'mlav Damim Ba'alma Ba'yishlume. Only if the object was still in its original form must the Ganav return the actual object. But if it is not in its original form, he keeps the object itself and only pays for its value. Apparently, because Shina Kaina. Tanina. The Mishnah in the subsequent parak states, HaGoizel Eitzim V'Ason Kalim, Tzemer V'Ason Begadim, Misham Kishas Agzela. If a person stole wood or wool and made it into a utensil or garment, he keeps the object itself and only pays for their value at the time of the theft. Apparently, because Shina Kaina. Rabba continues with another means of acquiring a stolen object. Yiyush, Amir Rabbana Denikni. If there was no Shinui, but the owner was Miyayish, gave up hope of recovering the stolen object, the Ganav also acquires the object through Yiyush. However, Rabba says, Lo Yadina Idei Raisa Idei Rabbanan. I'm uncertain whether Yiyush is affected Midei Raisa or only Midei Rabbanan. Idei Raisa Midei Dehava Moitza Aveda. By comparing a Ganav to a person who found a lost object, in that, Kivin de Miyayish Mar Minei Mikmei De Teisa Liyadei Kanelei, Hanami Kivin de Miyayish Mar Kanelei. And as Rashi explains, regarding Aveda, if the owner was Miyayish before the finder found the finder acquires the object completely and does not pay the owner at all. So regarding Geneva, although the owner was Miyayish only after the Ganav stole the object, the Ganav acquires the object, at least in that he only pays for it, but keeps the object itself. Or Idra Banan, because Dilma Loi Dami LaAveda. We cannot compare a Ganav to a Mitzah Aveda, because Aveda hu, Tchi Asa Liyadu Betera Asa Liyadu. Only regarding Aveda can he acquire the object mid-deraisa through Yish, because he originally took the object legally. Avalhai, kivin de bisura soliyade. However, regarding Geneva, he cannot acquire the object mid-deraisa through Yish, because he originally took the object illegally. Therefore, we must say, midrabana hu de amur rabana nikne, ribne takana sashavim. The rabana initiated that a ganav acquires the stolen object through Yish to make it easier for a ganav who wants to do tshuva and will find it difficult to locate the actual object. Rav Yosef disagrees and says, Yish ain't a kaina of a filim midrabanan. A ganav does not acquire the stolen object through Yish, even midrabanan, and the ganav must return the actual object to the owner. The Gemara now attempts several proofs to this machlokes. Rav Yosef questions Rabba from a later Mishnah, Gazel chametz b'avolav ha-pesach, oimul ha-harishol cholofenecha. If a person stole chametz and over Pesach it became asa b'hana, he can still return the chametz to the owner after Pesach. The Gemara asks, before Pesach, the owner was certainly Miyayish. And according to Yish Kaina, the chametz already belongs to the Ganav, and Demei Ma'alya Ba'yishlumile. He must pay the owner its complete value from before Yish. Rabbi responds, Kikamina no zeh Mesiyayish v'zeh roitza liknes. Hai zeh Mesiyayish v'zeh inu roitza liknes. Yish is only effective if the thief wants to acquire the object. However, he does not want to own chametz on Pesach, and so he does not acquire it and can return it intact. Abaye questions Rabba from a brisa that cites the pasuk im oile karbonai. The exclusive word karbonai teaches karbonai v'lo hagazel. The carbon must be his own and not stolen. This cannot refer to lefnei yish. The owner was not yet miyayish from the stolen animal, because lam likra pshita. It's self-understood that the ganav cannot make hektish an animal that belongs to someone else. Therefore, must refer to la'acha yish. The owner was already miyayish. And even so, the ganav cannot bring the animal for a carbon, apparently because yish loy kani, and he cannot be makdish an animal that he does not own. Rabbi explains that the pasuk refers to the gazel carbon dechavre. The owner had first made his animal hektish, and then the ganav stole it, and now wants to bring this carbon. As Rashi mentions, two approaches. Either this refers to lefnei yish, in which the carbon still belongs to the original owner, and the pasuk teaches, the ganav cannot bring this carbon even for the sake of the original owner. Or this refers to la'acha yish. And the pasuk teaches, the ganav cannot acquire the carbon even through yish kaina, because even while the carbon is in his possession, it still remains in the jurisdiction of hektish. Abaye now questions Rav Yosef from a Mishnah Mesechtas Kelim. Irish Balabayis Machshav Metamasin. Hides that belong to a private person become eligible to receive Tumah by mere designation for use for a purpose which does not require any more work, such as for a mat, because the Eir is now considered a complete Kli. As Rashi explains, because Eina Aser Lamachron, he does not usually sell his hides, and it will indeed be used for this designated purpose. However, Vishal Abadon, Ein Machshav Metamasin, hides that belong to a tanner do not become eligible to receive Tumah by mere designation, because the Ur is not considered a completed Kli. As Rashi explains, because Asui Limkar Umamlech Umazvin, he usually sells his hides, and he might decide to sell this designated hide as well, and the buyer might use the hide for another purpose, which does require additional work. The Mishnah continues, Eires Shalganav Machshav Metamasin. If one steals animal hides covertly, he can designate them as mats, thereby deeming them completed utensils that can become tamei, because as Rashi explains, stam geneva iki yish bailim, layod leman letvoi. One usually despairs of recovering items from a ganav because he doesn't know who stole it. Therefore, the ganav acquires the hides and can designate their use. On the other hand, shal gazlin imachshav metamasin. If one openly steals hides, he does not have the power to designate them as mats because, as Rashi explains, stam gezeila leka yish bailim, the azal batava lebedina. One does not usually despair of recovering items from a gazlin because he knows who it is and plans on suing him in court. However, b'shimon mechilef dvar. B'shimon maintains that the reverse is true. Shal gazlin machshav metamasin. If one openly steals hides, he cannot designate them as mats because stam gezeila ike yish bailim, the inish alomahu. One does usually despair of recovering items from a gazlin because only powerful people steal openly and the owner thinks that he has no recourse. Shalganav emachshav metamasin. If one steals animal hides covertly, he can designate them as mats because tam geneva leke yish bailim desava mashkachna leleganav. One does not despair of recovering items from a ganav because he hopes to find the ganav and sue him. Apparently, both Tanakama and Reb Shimon agree that yish is effective. The Gemara responds, Shinu Hashem Kishinu Maisadami. A change in the object's name is considered like a physical change in that Shinu Koina. And in this case, he does not acquire it because of the Yish alone, but in conjunction with Shinu Hashem. Because just like Mikara Eitzim Hashta Kalim, wood that becomes a utensil has physically changed, and this affects a Kenyan. So too, Mikara Korole Mashcha Vahashta Avarzin. Hide that is designated as a mat has changed its name, and this too affects a Kenyan. However, Tosis points out that Shina Maisa Kaina even without Yish, while Shina Hashem Kaina only with Yish. This discussion continues in the next daf.